We're following the situation with this cow on Redwood Road. If we could bring it back onto the KSL app and bring Mark Jackson live on the air from the KSL Traffic Center. Mark, explain. This cow is booking down Redwood Road.
Just casually strolling along, and this is going to be very end of the ramp right now from I-80 westbound to Redwood Road. In fact, he's all the way up to the exit where it dips out onto Redwood Road itself. Now, the traffic delays are on both sides because he darted from the eastbound side across the eastbound lanes over the median and onto the westbound side of traffic. And so right now he is just turning onto Redwood Road. I believe he's going to be going.
Did he just do a full clover leaf?
He sure did.
That's amazing.
Yeah, he's in his own lane off to the right.
I have a question for you. Yes, do cows gallop? Because this guy looks like she's galloping.
It's more like a trot, I think.
Okay, we'll go with that.
if that's possible. But now he just turned, as you can see, into some lanes of traffic. In fact, he's going all the way across. Boy, he's just like he owns Redwood Road.
And what's it doing to traffic at this point? Because they can't really tell where to stop traffic because the cow seems, he does have a mind of his own.
Yeah, he's in the left turn lane right now. The first exit looks like it's going to be at the I-215, I-80 junction.
It's an amazing thing. Everybody has stopped to make the left turn, and they're waiting in the turn lane. The cow is waiting in the turn lane.
I think he's going to turn left.
The only thing he's missing that the cars, and there's no brake lights.
Yeah, he's not signaling either. So
if you're
in the
area, certainly keep it slow. Very slow.
This is off Redwood Road. This is on Redwood Road off of I-15. And yet, indeed, he did turn left at the light. He's walking across the, looks like southbound traffic, and he's on the other side.
Okay, we're going to continue to follow the cow here on KSL News Radio out on Redwood Road. Now let's bring you up to speed on the rest of the traffic situation. KSL News Time, 5:21. Mark, if you're not in the cow zone, what's going on in the traffic?
Elsewhere, you're a little slow dipping out of downtown, northbound I-15. Basically sluggish and slow south Salt Lake up to the north interchange. Then you're going to be heaviest about Burton Lane up to Layton Hills Mall. Then Highway 89 is overflowing delays to Fruit Heights. And you have some delays on 215 north at the north end coming up from I-80.
In Salt Lake County, I-15, southbound and northbound both have some difficulty. You're going to find the southbound commute delayed from the I-80 interchange, of course, that cow not helping things, down to the southbound south interchange, and then going northbound from 106 up to the south interchange. Michelle?
We have a new crash westbound 90th South at Bangor Highway. The left lane is closed. Then 5600 West, slow from 700 South down to 3500 South. And if you're headed down into Utah County on I-15, you're going to hit those typical slowdowns right around Point of the Mountain down through Lehigh. The 17th annual Salt Lake Christmas Gift Show, November 11th through 13th at Southtown Expo. Arts, crafts, decorations, and entertainment. Kids and parking are free. Visit FamilyChristmasGiftShow.com. I'm Michelle Rowe in the KSL Traffic Center.